This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at worldsweeper.com, and I have on the phone with me Jim Heaps, and he is the superintendent of street cleaning for the city of Vancouver. With him is Dennis Cole, and Dennis is the acting superintendent for the day shift of street sweeping. We're talking about cleaning up after the Olympics and during the Olympics and getting ready before the Olympics and so forth. So I've been really looking forward to this interview. Welcome, both you gentlemen.
Thanks, Ranger.
Thanks, Ranger.
Let's just start off with the planning. Why don't we start off at the beginning? When did you start thinking about what the processes should be in planning for this? Go ahead and choose among yourself.
Yeah, this is Jim. Shortly after we found out that we were successful in getting the 2010 Games, we started planning a little bit, but the real planning started probably in the last, I would say, year and a half. Been a lot of meetings with VanOck and meeting after meeting and going over things and getting more information as we got closer to the Olympics, so we had to change a number of times with our plan. In the end, it was been very successful.
There's been no press about anything other than a beautiful, clean venue, so in this case, I think no news was good news. I know from my own 20-plus years of being involved in the pavement cleaning industry that nobody even thinks about the thousands of tons that get picked up off the streets. Let's talk about that a little bit. What did you expect for visitors and cleanup and so forth, and how did that pan out?
Hey, this is Dennis here. We were expecting 2.3 million attendees, 5,000 athletes and officials, around 10,000 media, and 14,000 volunteers.
That's amazing. The volunteer number is huge, but the media, 10,000 media, that's also pretty amazing as well. Let's talk a little bit about what the scope of the venue is. How big an area are we talking about here?
The area that we're looking after in terms of cleaning streets and sidewalks.
How about all of Vancouver, and then what is the area that is, Olympics-oriented? You may not have that broken down, but...
I can give you the streets that we're cleaning that are involved in Olympics, all the routes in and out and all the main arterials and everything. It's around 250 kilometers of road and around 600 kilometers of sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. And how big is your sweeping team to handle that?
We have four sweepers on day shift, 8 hours a day, four sweepers on night shift, 10 hours a day. The night shift machines are primarily just working the downtown core, basically the Olympic areas. As well, we have two small sidewalk sweepers and one small ride-in machine that we use for cleaning the outdoor malls in the downtown area.
Mm-hmm. What brands and models of sweepers do you happen to use up there?
We have five Elgin Crosswinds, two Elgin Geovacs. Those are our primary sweepers.
Mm-hmm.
As well, we have two Madvac PS200 walk-behinds and Green Machine 525HS and one Tennant mid-size machine.
So that gives you a lot of flexibility in terms of what machine to use for the job and to be most effective and to use the speed that you need and so forth. The walk-behinds especially are just a revolution as far as I've been able to see in terms of being able to operate in and around people and really keep the sidewalk and pedestrian areas clean.
They get an incredible positive response from the public and the businesses when we're cleaning them. And they're new to us, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they make the sidewalks look so nice.
Cigarette.
You get cigarette butts, all the micro cleaning that just isn't done on a regular basis, come through with those, and it's beautiful.
Have there been any glitches in terms of what you expected versus what you had to scramble and account for?
Double the people in the downtown core staying a lot later than I think anybody was expecting. The crowds, once they build up, especially in the theater district and the nightclub district, they're there until the wee hours of the morning, leaving a very tight window to clean up after them.
Mm-hmm.
But we've just flexed with it and dealt with it, and it's come off beautifully.
Ranger, it's Jim talking. Basically, the clubs and the people stay out there till roughly 4 o'clock in the morning. So that, for a night shift, they get off at 7 in the morning, so it gives them 3 hours to clean. And generally, they can get the work done in an hour and a half to 2 hours after the people leave.
You can imagine that if you scrimped and saved and actually got to the Olympics, you wouldn't be spending a lot of your time sleeping. Speaking for myself.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. They're out there and they're enjoying themselves. Everybody that we've talked to has just had nothing but positive stuff to say about everything.
Well, Vancouver is such a beautiful city anyway. There's no question that, and I say this from the perspective of having traveled there many times and living only an hour south of the border, that you do a remarkable job of keeping the city sparkling all the time, and having that offset with the water all around is really, it's just one of the most beautiful cities in the world. There's no question about that. Have there been any special challenges other than trying to clean when people are staying there?
No, everything else has gone to plan. That's just the volume of people has been the only thing that's been a challenge, and not even that much of a problem.
Ranger, we thought there may be more problems, but it's sure no better than we ever thought.
Part of that has to be the planning, and one of the things that I would invite our Public Works listeners to recollect is that you said you started back when the Olympics were awarded, but really with a lot of planning starting a year and a half ago, and that seems like an admirable time frame to be able to put this together. So that no doubt contributes to how well you've been able to pull it off and as you say, flex. But if you're not ready for anything that might be thrown up, then that word flex becomes a four-letter word with an entirely different character.
Ranger, Jim speaking. One thing we did, which worked out very well, was we put out another 225 hoops with clear plastic bags to pick up for people to throw the litter in,
mm-hmm.
and another 225 for recycling. So that helped immensely.
How have you found people responding to the concept of recycling? Has that worked?
Unfortunately, most of our recycling has ended up being garbage. I mean, mm-hmm. once you get one coffee cup in the recycling, generally people just add to it. So it hasn't been that successful. Some of our loads are about 30% to 20%, and it's in the last little while, it's probably down to 10% recyclables in the recycling bag.
That is a shame, and that's public education. I know for a fact that we are a lot more keyed into recycling and the values of that in the Northwest here and in, of course, Southwest Canada and from other parts of the world and even other parts of the United States. I can't speak for other parts of Canada. It's just recycling is not really caught on and people need the education for it, I think.
Yes, it's definitely public education, that's for sure.
Yeah. I've seen that in different places around the world, you know, with the same lament as we put the cans out, we separate it out with labels and so forth, and you just can't get people to do it on their own.
No, and we've got good signage, universal signage indicating what's garbage and what's recycling, but it still hasn't helped.
Let's talk about your signage a little bit. I think that would have to be a challenge, is universal signage, and the fact is that you're working in and around people, a lot of people that don't speak either English or French, secondary language of Canada. Have there been any problems with that, any liabilities that cropped up that you didn't expect?
Nope, haven't heard any.
So that's great. And your equipment has all just been performing. You haven't had any of those breakdowns in the middle of the Olympic torch or anything?
No, as far as our sweeper equipment and everything, we've had the normal, typical things that happen with sweepers, just daily maintenance, but we haven't even had a machine go down for any more than an hour or two.
Did you feel like you had to provide any kind of specialized training to your operators, given this kind of situation where they would tend to be around people with language variances and also lots of people where normally there wouldn't be any?
All of our sweepers go through a complete training program. The classroom time, PowerPoint presentations. We have an orientation that every employee goes through that helps them to deal with any second language problems, any problems you might have with a confrontational member of the public or anything. Then they get at least 3 days of training in a piece of equipment with a trainer. We don't usually have very many problems with our people dealing with the public. The training is it's above board.
That always makes a huge difference when you have training and ongoing training and have people that are out there paying attention. Did you utilize any volunteers for your garbage hoop emptying or anything like that, or is that all city employees?
It was all city employees. we borrowed 186 employees from other departments, put them onto two different shifts, and they were out there for 16 hours a day through the day and the afternoon through into the evening, constantly emptying the bags of the recycling and the garbage. So no bags ever filled up. It was very rare that we ever had one that, that filled capacity. And the litter was being picked up constantly. So everything looked good right through the whole thing.
Well, that's such a key, is to keep those bags where they don't get overflowing someplace, because that doesn't stop people from putting stuff in them. That's certainly true. Do you have any ideas yet about how much material you're picking up a day?
It would appear at this point that we're probably doing about double what we would regularly be doing for any type of event that we've had in the past. About 4 extra tons a day of street litter.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that people are, by and large, not just throwing things on the ground and on the street? That's just a matter of having all these extra people? Or, you know, is it a trashy lot that's showing up there?
Ranger, it's Jim Heath speaking. First day of the Olympics that I was out there, I actually saw members of the public picking litter if they saw it off the street and putting it into our containers.
That's great.
It was. That was a good feeling, and I think it's caught on. And the only time we probably get a lot of litter on the ground is in the entertainment district when the people are out partying.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, the people have been using our hoops and our regular litter cans, and they've done a great job.
Well, there's something about combining alcohol with whatever is in somebody's hand that makes it drop to the ground. I'm not sure what that is, but
yeah.
I think that's a universal somehow. This sounds like, with a lot of planning and thinking ahead of what all the different circumstances might be, that you've done an admirable job. It sure seems like that in terms of the press, that everybody's just enthusing about how beautiful the city is. That wouldn't be occurring if there was any kind of a litter problem. You know that there would be that would be brought up. So good on you, as they say.
Ranger, there's also a group here from Rio that are going to be, I guess, having the World Cup. And I think they've got an Olympic Games in the future, too, and they may be using some of our people to do the street cleaning, or not do that, but to help them with the street cleaning portion.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good news.
Yeah, that is real good news. When they would look at what kind of operation you have going and how smooth it is, and want to emulate that as far away as Rio. That's great. I've covered the New Orleans cleanup after Fat Tuesday, but I have Rio yet to be there. There'll be a time.
It'd be nice.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you? What other kinds of things have occurred that might be of interest to the sweeping community out there?
I can't think of anything that we haven't covered.
Well, it has been pretty complete, so I just wanted to make sure that I hadn't. There weren't any questions that I hadn't thought to ask.
Actually, Ranger, probably one thing is people are fairly amazed by the small amount of equipment we use to clean the city, and when you hear comparisons to other cities, the amount of sweepers they have, they're in awe that we can do it with the amount of equipment we do have.
I think that speaks to today's technology, and also having the right equipment for the job, it makes a big difference, too.
That's right.
When you have enough equipment that of different types that you're able to pick and choose what to put in there, and that has to make a very big difference.
And we also have our own shops here to do all the work for us. You know, we have our mechanics, we have our body shop, tire shop, so that helps too.
I would think so. And one of the things about having a good in-house mechanic team is that they are able to remember that what they're working on is a sweeper. It's not a chassis, it's not a truck. I mean, they see it often enough, they know how to keep them working in great operating condition, and that makes all the difference.
Yeah, they're more or less specialists on the sweepers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well as the staff that are operating equipment, we've got a pretty good group of people that are dedicated to operating this equipment, and if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be looking as good as we do.
Well, I think that's probably a good place to leave it. That is a very Olympics-like statement to be making, and that's what everybody says when they win the gold medal. They say, it wasn't me, it was my coaches, it was my staff, it was those people around me, and I appreciate the fact that you're saying that that's the same thing for your team, your Olympic team in street cleaning there. So, Well, congratulations on what I'm sure will end up being a wonderfully successful event for you as we speak. It's the Friday. You have just two more days of Olympics after this, and you can all sleep a couple hours longer, I'm sure, next week.
That'll be nice.
Thanks very much for taking the time out of what I know is an extremely busy schedule to talk to other people about the challenges of keeping the pavement all in and around the Olympics clean. I sure appreciate it. We've been speaking with Jim Heaps, and he is the superintendent of street cleaning for the city of Vancouver, along with Dennis Cole, who's the acting superintendent of the day shift. As you heard, these guys know what they were doing and went out and did it, and it's an enormous success. So thanks again.
Thanks, Ranger.
Oh, thank you very much, Ranger.